EAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org, absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me this evening, folks, for the second hour of tonight's show. It's been an interesting conversation as we've been talking about clout chasing, because this is a phenomenon that is happening culturally where folks were willing to do almost anything to gain some level of attention, to gain some sort of validation on social media. And so as we look at this situation, I mean, I keep going back to the ice cream situation because I think that it's absolutely appropriate in this context. But then we could also look at clout chasing as how we define ourselves. Like, as much as there is an expression on an outward expression, an external expression, really clout chasing is a real sign of what's happening on the inside. How you see yourself, how we collectively see ourselves. And I'm looking at, if you think about how we have embraced some of the worst things of, say, you know, about our community, about our city, you know, these things add to the perception that we have about ourselves, that perception that other people have about us. So when we're talking about clout chasing, doing these things for attention, I mean, we like the attention of that Baltimore in some cases, and I'm saying some, not all, obviously, but I think some people really like that negative attention. They like the fact that the city is seen in the light of being down, dirty, and grimy, that the city is seen as being unforgiving, that the city is seen as being cold-hearted, that the city is seen as being a place you don't body more murder land. Like, we embrace that. But then you have that other side where that's not the case. That's not the reality. So as much as we talk about the individual self, we have to keep in mind the collective self as well. And I wanted to talk about this because with the Bluebell ice cream situation, now the original case, not the one about the man, the 36-year-old, but the 17-year-old, she has, there is a big conversation about how much time she should face for her doing that, just this heinous act. Police say she could face up to 20 years in prison. And some have planned on even arresting her on a charge of second-degree felony tampering. So when you do something like this, again, for clout, for attention, and so when you get to that place where you just want to, you know, put yourself or put other people in harm's way. We had a situation in Baltimore. They call him Plain Potatoes, who is a quote-unquote internet troll. This is an individual, a man from Baltimore, who got his, you know, claim to fame based on doing bizarre tactics and destroying property and filming all of it, and people encouraging him and supporting that level of expression. His name is Markel Carter. He's out of the 2400 block of East Madison Street. He was charged with 20 counts of trespassing, 6 counts related to harassment, and 1 count of second-degree assault, all that which stemmed from incidents, that allegedly occurred while he was making videos for his Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook account under the name Plain Potatoes. And so he used this persona to provoke people, usually through insults, and he would just say do outrageous stuff just for clout, just for attention. Now he's locked up. Now he's facing legal, and ain't nothing funny about what's going on with him right now. But it just goes to show how far people will go. Let's go back to the phone line, see what you got to say. 410-319-8888. Let's go to Steven in Severn, then I want to hear from Dwayne. Steven, what's your take on this?
Hey, Faraji. It first started hitting me when I saw all these parents who were disciplining their children in all types of outrageous ways and videotaping it and putting it out there as if that was the way that you should discipline a child.
Oh.
And you know, cutting their hair all crazy and putting it on the internet.
Yeah, I've seen those videos, Stephen.
Even further. So, what happened, you know, in 1968, you know, the great leader, Martin Luther King Jr., had a sermon called The Drum Major Instinct.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about this need for attention and feeding the ego.
Mm.
And how you... He wanted to be known at the end of his sermon where he talks about how racism is an aspect of the ego and the need for race supremacy in your ego. And the same can be, you know, stretched across class, gender, etc. He talked about being a drum major for justice and mm-hmm. wanting attention for being somebody who's focused on justice, for righteousness, and being focused on what it is that will uplift the community. So I think, you know, what the young lady said about Harlem Park, it struck a note with me, because that's exactly what Dr. King was talking about in his sermon, you know, in 1968. And it's something that the social media companies have dug into with our psyches and turned into and flipped it around on us, where, you know, even our internalized oppression is now being expressed online in ways that, as you said earlier, can make us even more cold-hearted.
Right.
Can make us feeds our desires to go into that internalized oppression, so that we can maintain obtain levels of attention and as you would say, clout chasing.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciated the breakdown of, you know, the nepotistic ways that our leaders have failed us in the previous discussion. But
yes,
I just wanted to call out Dr. King and point everybody towards the Drum Major Instinct sermon and thinking about how we relate to each other and relate to social media and this device-driven culture that we're living in and how divisive it could be.
I love it. I absolutely love it, Stephen. I would like to say that I'm a student of Dr. King and his theology. And so I'm going to share with you some of the words that Dr. King used for that sermon. Then we're going to get to Dwayne and then Cozy, because you're absolutely right. Dr. King said it in this great speech when he said, quote, "And there is a deep down within all of us an instinct."
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a drum major instinct, a desire to be out front, a desire to lead the parade, a desire to be first. And it is something that runs the whole gamut of life. And so before we condemn them, let us see that we all have the drum major instinct. We all want to be important, to surpass others, to achieve distinction, to lead the parade. And he also mentioned, he said that Alfred Adler, the great psychoanalyst, contends that this is the dominant impulse. Sigmund Freud used to contend that sex was the dominant impulse, and Adler came with a new argument saying that this quest for recognition, this desire for attention, this desire for distinction is the basic impulse, the basic drive of human life, this drum major instinct. And he talked about this being the way that children are, but he said this, "Now in adult life, we still have it. And we really never get by it. We like to do something good, and you know we like to be praised for it. Now, if you don't believe that, you just go on living life, and you will discover very soon that you like to be praised. Everybody likes it, as a matter of fact. And somehow, this warm glow we feel when we are praised or when our name is in print, it is something of the vitamin A to our ego."
Faraji, can I just say, you got to hear Dr. King's preaching of it. The reading of it from you is amazing. To hear it,
I'm gonna hear that.
You gotta listen to the sermon too, because his voice speaks to your soul. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, that's the depth of how he just said what you said about everybody likes it, as a matter of fact. When he says that, It speaks to you with the way he says it.
Yeah, no, so, I agree. Stephen, you ain't hurting my feelings at all by comparing me to Dr. King.
I appreciate you reading.
No, I'm just sharing the text, but you're absolutely right. That man will move your heart, your soul, your spirit. He will speak to you.
He's speaking to us still.
Yeah.
He's seen this moment when he was at the mountaintop. He's seen this moment. and he's still speaking to us. And so we got to read his words and focus on what his words were to be able to guide our movement, because he's a leader for all time, for all people. So it's like that's where I feel like our leadership needs to be redirected into our character of focusing back on what our previous leaders that had character said and promoted character, which is why I appreciate you focusing on character so much, is that it makes me think back to who I need to be.
I'm glad you brought it up. Hey, Stephen, I'm glad you brought it up, brother, and I thank you so much for checking in. But I'm absolutely, I'm so glad you brought up the great text of the day, the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King, into this conversation, because I think it is appropriate. Now, he said these words 50 years ago, folks, and now we're seeing a very, very unhealthy, and I believe in a distorted expression of the drum major instinct right now. Dwayne, talk to me. Baltimore City, checking in. What's your thoughts?
Shoot, man. Thanks for letting me ride, but I don't know what else to say after what you and Steven, y'all just said it all.
Come on, Dwayne. I know you, brother. Come on, man. Share.
Okay. All right. So here's what I'm going to say.
Go ahead.
And this is what I was going to say previously anyway. You know, the deepest hunger, and I've said this on your show before, the deepest hunger of the human soul is to be understood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so understood also means accepted. It also can mean acknowledged. And so the reason why we are seeing the things that we are seeing that come out of people is because everybody wants to be understood on some level. Everybody wants to be acknowledged on some level.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to be accepted on some level. Okay? And you will do anything. People, before the internet was around, people did things to get up. Approval and acceptance. You know, people join gangs so they can be accepted by that group of people, you know, and they go out and they terrorize the city and do stuff. You know, people join certain groups. People, you know, it is a deep down human fundamental, you know, part of your soul that you need. It's a human need, more or less, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it becomes dysfunctional. It becomes neurotic when you have to have it, when you will do anything to get it, because that often will clash with societal norms.
So, Dwayne, considering that, and I like it, considering that, because we're seeing this across the spectrum. We're seeing this from both the young and the old. We're seeing this from various groups of people, black, white, Asian, Latino. This thing has a life of its own and has been able to, and I'm saying this thing in terms of this phenomenon, this cultural trend that we're seeing right now, it has a life of its own. And that the whether social media has brought this thing totally to life, or I mean, I truly believe it's always been there. The ego has always been present. But now we're at a point now where the ego is the driver.
Well, the ego has always been the driver.
Right.
Okay? The ego, you know, we as human beings, okay, we exist to effectively turn ourselves inside out. You see what I'm saying? Everything that you see in the world that's been created was inside somebody, okay, and then they spewed it out onto the world, you know, by creating it, by putting their hands on it, and by melding steel and plastic and concrete together. We created it, you know, man has created this world the way it is, you know, creating societies, creating civilizations, all of this stuff. You know, so as human beings, we effectively are turning ourselves inside out. And everyone has within them that thing that wants to be accepted, that wants to be approved of, that wants to be acknowledged.
Mm-hmm.
And we will go to extremes to get it. The only thing the internet companies have done is given us a vehicle to do that, to make it easier for us to do that. You see what I'm saying? And at times, you know, because of the anonymity of the internet, and also the fact that you can go viral and become famous, okay, you know, quote unquote, everybody wants to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
It is